WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The clock is ticking now on phase one of the Gaza peace plan. President Trump commented on his plan moving ahead.
And the amazing thing is all of the countries over there, from Qatar to Saudi Arabia to UAE to all of them, I mean, the rich ones, the less than rich ones, they've all come together, something which is amazing, actually.
The Israeli military has until early Saturday local time to pull back its forces, with Hamas hostages released within 72 hours after that. BBC's Hugo Bishega reports relief in Gaza is mixed with cautious optimism.
The exiled leader of Hamas, Khalil al-Hayya, said he had received guarantees from the United States and mediators that the war was over. This is obviously only the first part of that deal, that the plan that was put forward by President Trump last week. We know that many obstacles remain in the negotiations for a deal to see the end of the war in Gaza, but again, some optimism there from some Hamas officials saying that the war is over.
The government shutdown is running right into a busy weekend for air travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says that may mean delays.
The FAA expects nearly 52,000 scheduled flights Friday, as millions of Americans will look to enjoy the first long holiday weekend this fall. But it comes with some uncertainty for travelers, because that spike in flyers comes as the FAA is grappling with an increase in sick calls since the government shutdown.
President Trump's effort to deploy National Guard troops in Chicago has hit a two-week delay.
A federal judge rules there is no credible evidence of an organized rebellion in Illinois, and for 2 weeks blocks deployment of National Guard troops. Attorney General Kwame Roll.
This is an important decision, not just for the state of Illinois, but for the entire country.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the administration is not giving up.
We're purchasing more buildings in Chicago to operate out of.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A federal prosecutor handpicked by President Trump has secured a grand jury indictment in Virginia against New York Attorney General Letitia James for mortgage fraud. CBS's Erica Brown has more.
Last year, Letitia James secured a civil judgment of hundreds of millions of dollars against then-former President Trump and his business for fraudulently inflating real estate assets. But an appeals court later tossed out the judgment.
The fraud verdict against Trump's company remains. Loyola University in Chicago says Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the internationally known chaplain for their men's basketball team, has died at 106. She was lauded as a source of wisdom and grace for over 60 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sometimes a Halloween display might be just a bit too scary.
Some lights, some smoke machines. A lot of people think it's a projector. It's not.
Some neighbors aren't amused by a couple in Fountain Inn, South Carolina, who've made it look like their home is in flames.
People have called dispatch in to tell them that there's a house on fire, and they have to tell them, no, it's just Halloween.
Homeowner Amanda Riggins-Pedden.
We really just enjoy giving back to the community, and our Halloween themes are one of the ways.
She and her husband have also flipped an ambulance in the front yard with a skeleton popping out. They give out full-size candy bars from a real casket and offer a free pumpkin patch for picking. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
71-year-old Cindy McCain, the widow of Senator John McCain and head of the UN World Food Program, has suffered a mild stroke. The WFP said she is expected to make a full recovery and will be traveling from Rome, where the organization is based, to home in Arizona to focus on recuperation. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. Your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You told a lie.
Big girls do cry. Big girls.
Oh, cry.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
That's just an alibi.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at LoveLost.com.
So if you got someone whose love is true,
Scene that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Together for a long time. sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud.
shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on here, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Shaking hands, saying, how do you do? much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
You're a fine girl. What a good life you would be.
WZTI
CBS
Greenfield.
News Brief. The winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize is not President Trump. The Norwegian committee has selected Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado.
She has spent years working for the freedom of the Venezuelan people.
Mr. Trump had campaigned for the prize over his efforts in Ukraine and the Middle East, where Israel's government formally approved an agreement with Hamas today on Mr. Trump's peace plan for Gaza. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
About 200 U.S. service members are going to work out of a new coordination center that will be set up inside Israel.
The Israeli army has just declared the ceasefire is in effect. A federal judge has blocked deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois as part of the president's crackdown on illegal immigration. State Attorney General Kwame Raoul.
This is an important decision, not just for the state of Illinois, but for the entire country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.